Coming up next, we've got Joel Moore talking about the compounding effects of thrips and tarnished plant bugs on cotton maturity and yield.
Thank you for that introduction, Daniel. Like I said, I'm Joel Moore. I'm a master's student under Dr. Jeff Gore and Angus Catchott at Mississippi State. Today, I'm going to be talking about the compounding effects of thrips and plant bug injury on cotton maturity and yield. So a little introduction about cotton in Mississippi. It's a major crop. In 2014, it was ranked fourth behind poultry, forestry, and soybeans in state commodities. And in 2016, we had 425,000 acres planted. A little bit about the primary pests of cotton. We have the tobacco thrips, the tarnished plant bug, the boll worm, spider mites, and aphids. And this study here is focused primarily on tobacco thrips and the tarnished plant bug. So here you see the tobacco thrips right here. They're small, slender insects with rasping, sucking mouthparts, and the adults have long and narrow fringed wings or reduced wing. The feeding results in silvering and curling of the leaves, like you see here on the right. And in 2016, we had 100% acre infestation, with 87.9% of these acres being treated, and this pest resulted in 16,575 bales lost, which is about 1% loss per acre. Onto the tarnished plant bug, they have piercing, sucking mouthparts, and they feed on squares, flowers, and small bowls. You'll see here this abscised square on the right. And some of the damage they did in 2016, again, 100% infestation like thrips, with 91.4 acres treated, and they caused a 5% loss per acre at right above 83,000 bales lost. So the objective of this study was to determine the impact of injury caused by thrips and tarnished plant bugs on cotton maturity and yield. The experiment was conducted at the Delta Research and Extension Center in Stoneville in 2016. It was a split plot within a randomized complete block design. The main plot factor was thrips management at two levels. The subplot factor was tarnished plant bug management at two levels. And then for another treatment, we combined these two into a both protected type treatment. As for the subplot factor, it was defoliation timing at three levels. And a little bit about this defoliation time, we wanted to do this to see the exact day when each plot reached its mature level. We did that by doing nodes above crack bowl throughout the remaining of the growing season, and I'll show a slide here in a second showing that more in depth. We took thrips damage ratings, plant heights, square retention, nodes above white flower, nodes above crack bowl, and yield were all measured. A little more in-depth on the thrips protected plots, we had an Avicta Duo C treatment along with AgLogic Aldicarb in furrow at planting. And then we came for the first 2 weeks after emergence with automatically weekly sprays of acephate. And for the tarnished plant bug protected, we just did automatic weekly sprays until first flower. And then after first flower we sprayed, we did an overspray on all the plots to manage tarnished plant bugs. You'll see here with this, that combination of the seed treatment and the Aldicarb as well as the acephate sprays can do to these thrips. You'll see on the left of the protected plots, they're nice and lush, while the unprotected are silvered and curling leaves like you'll see with common with thrips damage. So this is square retention, and this is throughout the month of July, and I'd like to point out that none of these, no square retention we did was below 80%, and 80% is where in Mississippi that we recommend treating plant bugs. So after July the 20th, we manually pulled squares in the unprotected plots, so that'd be the thrips only as well as the untreated control down to 50% square retention. You'll see following that, we began to count white flowers per 10 feet, and we were seeing, although these numbers were not significant, we were seeing higher numbers of white flowers in the plots where both thrips and plant bugs were managed, as well as the plant bugs were managed compared to the thrips only and the untreated control. So nose above crack bowl, the x-axis, that's going to be the Julian date, and this is where we found the exact days in which the cotton plant matured. You'll see total numbers are left on the y-axis, and 4 is where we wanted to defoliate, as that was recommended by Dr. Dodds, as the defoliation nodes above crack bowl. And it didn't have to be exactly 4, so if we got under 5, then we started to defoliate. So you'll see here the both managed as well as the plant bug only protections. The if you work out that equation, you get to right around 285 Julian days compared to the thrips only, which that's in blue, that's the equation. It should be in orange. I had a formatting issue. And then in maroon, you'll see that's the untreated control. And that equaled around 288 on the Julian calendar. So this delayed the maturity till about 3 days. There's a 3-day difference between the where we saw protection of both as well as the plant bugs compared to the other two treatments. And this was, we weren't expecting this. We're kind of hoping that we'd get a little bit more days between. And we think that the problem was, is you'll see here we have max air temp through September, October, and then also the first 2 days of November. The yellow line is going to be the max air temps for 2016. And it's considerably higher than the 10-year average. And so we're thinking that it was only 3 days because it was hot, and these even the unprotected plots were able to mature as fast as the ones that were protected. So this picture just shows kind of how the defoliation timings went. You'll see here, this was after the both protected as well as the tarnished plant bug protected were sprayed. You'll see we have white throughout. Those were where the leaves were starting to fall off from the defoliation. And then you'll still see some green in there, which these plots had not been yet defoliated. So as far as yield goes, we saw significantly higher yields where there was both protected as well as the plant bugs protected. So we're thinking that the thrips aren't a problem when it comes to these in this type of year that we had, that they keeping them protected from plant bugs will have keep the yield higher than compared to those other two treatments. So in conclusion, thrips injury did not affect yield in this trial. Tarnished plant bug damage alone and in combination with thrips injury delayed the maturity by 3 days. And tarnished plant bug damage caused a significant decrease in the number of white flowers as well as a significant decrease in yield. And air temperature could have effect on the number of days that cotton was delayed. Now, with all that being said, this was a real different year. It was real hot in October. If we'd have seen temperatures maybe in the 60s and 70s, we could have seen the delay in maturity all the way up to 7 to 10 days, and that could result in another spray for farmers, which is costing them money. And we're going to do this trial again with 3 different locations the next year. And with that, I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated for the funding of this project, my major professors, committee members, graduate students, technicians, and summer workers. With that, I'll take any questions.
Any questions?